It's mostly cloudy and 68 degrees in Nashville. Today should be a mostly sunny day with a high in the upper 80s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell is commissioning a study on the impacts of large-scale data centers. His executive order, signed yesterday, comes amid protests against proposed data centers near the zoo and on the Fisk University campus. Metro Council is currently considering zoning regulations to limit where those facilities could be built. If your child is struggling, it can be difficult to know when it's the right time to reach out to a therapist or counselor. Our HealthQ project spoke with several therapists about weighing the need for professional help. They say it's helpful to consider the frequency, duration, and intensity of a concerning behavior. Paris Goodyear Brown, a therapist in Franklin, Tennessee, uses the example of separation anxiety when a young child starts school. She says some amount is appropriate.
Maybe they're crying, "Mommy, don't leave me." But then as soon as the parent has departed, they enjoy the day and they're engaged with their teachers. That's a really different presentation than the child who cries for 3 hours at school, is inconsolable, and isn't able to learn.
Goodyear Brown also recommends bringing kids to a professional anytime they have an adverse childhood experience, such as divorce, abuse, domestic violence, or incarceration of a parent. We'll have more on kids and counseling later in this hour from HealthQ. Meanwhile, healthcare providers and immigrant advocates are rushing to find solutions for hundreds of sick and disabled Tennessee children who face an ultimatum at the end of this month: discontinue their life-sustaining treatment or have their personal information turned over to a state agency that collaborates with ICE. The program they rely on has provided healthcare to extremely sick children for decades, regardless of immigration status. The State Department of Health sent out notification letters to 400 families last week. The Tennessee Lookout reports Democratic lawmakers have demanded answers from that agency. Tennessee's chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics has urged its members to sign a petition. One family impacted by the Tennessee Justice Center is looking to represent an impacted family in a lawsuit. So far, it hasn't found any who are willing to participate for fear of being targeted. One family impacted by the policy has a 10-year-old child who has spina bifida, a birth defect where the spine and spinal cord don't develop properly. He also has kidney disease and autism. His family has relied on the Last Resort Public Health Insurance Program for 7 years. The family has a pending asylum case. His mother tells the Lookout they will withdraw their son from the program because she doesn't want to put his life and the lives of her other children in the hands of immigration authorities. She says her son wouldn't receive any care in detention. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.